This is WBUR's Weekend Edition Sunday. I'm Sharon Brody. Matthew has been downgraded from a hurricane to a post-tropical cyclone as it continues to sweep along the East Coast. Officials in Haiti say the storm has killed more than 900 people there and left hundreds of thousands of people vulnerable in the country's southern peninsula. Humanitarian aid is arriving from all over the world, including from Massachusetts. A local nonprofit, St. Boniface Haiti Foundation, based in Newton, is working to get resources to the island. Connor Shapiro is the president and CEO of the charity that focuses on providing essential health services to the people of southern Haiti. He joins us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Connor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you have just returned from the western coast of the southern peninsula. What did you see?
Yes, we were the first people to get out with the U.S. government and get boots on the ground on the western coast. We were in an area called Les Anglais, and the situation is absolutely desperate, Sharon. I don't think that people realize just how desperate it is. There are people there who are days away from death. There were 179 unreported deaths from that area because no one had been there before. But now, with everyone who is left, there's only 82 standing homes out of 4,000 that were there before. Everything is completely devastated and don't have any food, water, or shelter. They are really in a desperate situation.
How do you establish the priorities for what needs to be done first?
It's very difficult to establish priorities because we're talking about the entire western coast of the southern peninsula. But what is needed is a much larger surge in aid, and there needs to be a larger plan for how to make sure that people get that aid.
And in what form should the aid be coming, in your view?
That needs to be decided by the U.S. government, Haitian government, and others. But there needs to be a way to get food and water and medical care to those communities. The situation is absolutely desperate. There's no medicines on the shelves in the hospitals. They had 5 cholera deaths since Tuesday in the hospital that we visited. There were patients there when we were there, and there was no medical care that anyone could give them.
What have you been able to do with the St. Boniface Haiti Foundation beyond pure assessment?
We continue to have the largest referral hospital on the southern peninsula. We've fixed the road to our hospital, and now we're seeing patients. We're able to bring people in by helicopter. There'll be a patient landing today from Ila Vache, one of the hardest hit areas. We've also been able to evacuate people from Lakai, needing medical care. But we continue to have the largest services on the southern peninsula and need to keep that hospital going and robust. This is not just the worst crisis since the devastating earthquake in 2010. This is a desperate situation where there needs to be aid that's given to the people on the West Coast. There doesn't seem to be any way of doing that right now, and there needs to be a surge in that aid. We need more pressure on to get these people the aid they need.
How big of a concern is cholera?
Cholera is a huge concern. When we visited Les Anglais, which no one has had contact with for days and won't have contact with unless there is a concerted effort to get there with aid, they have no clean water. They have 24 cholera cases. They have 5 deaths. They brought in a body as we were there and had nothing they could do.
How are funds being collected right now?
Yes, you can donate to our efforts at HaitiHealth.org/hurricane.
And the money that your foundation, St. Boniface Haiti Foundation, collects, how specifically does that get used?
We are raising funds so that we can take care of the patients coming to our hospital, moms and children and others who would have no other access to medical care, make sure that cholera doesn't spread in our communities, and help those that are most affected in the areas we serve.
Do you see the need for funding going towards a more basic level of support to prevent this type of devastation after any future natural disasters?
I think it's absolutely important that we reinforce health infrastructure after this hurricane. But right now, the most important thing is to get aid to those in the western coast of the peninsula.
Connor, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Connor Shapiro is president and CEO of the St. Boniface Haiti Foundation in Newton. He joined us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. This is 90.9 WBUR.